You are not going to want to miss the sit down with Jake Ferguson, 720 Expressway, right here from Oxnard, California. It is training camp show number 2 with Sean, RJ, and Bobby, brought to you by Wild Fork Foods, the place you need to go for all your game day grilling. So Jake Ferguson will sit down 720 on DFW Sports Station, and we are set up here on the tennis courts. And we had a humongous scare yesterday. It is not a torn ACL for Tyler Guyton. It is intact, according to Todd Archer, and he will be out 4 to 6 weeks.
Yep, it is a bone fracture in his knee instead that they're dealing with right now. Or I guess, I don't know specifically if it's in the knee, but it's a bone fracture in that area that he's dealing with right now. And they're dodging a bullet here because it's not something that'll require surgery. It's not the ACL, like you said. And this is a timeline here where you're looking at probably, at most, if nothing, if he doesn't have any setbacks or anything else, at most 2 games. But it may be as few as one, or who knows, he could be just ready to go. But it does not sound like this will be an IR situation at all.
Well, I guess Stephen Jones is fine talking to some agents, because there was one here yesterday that had you and all the media insiders buzzing.
Joe Panos was out here, and Joe Panos is the former agent for Tyron Smith. He's repped a couple other guys in the past. I got to pull up a list and see who else the other one he got deals done with, because I flippantly said Lyle Collins yesterday because I could have sworn based off my memory Lyle Collins was one of them. And then somebody told me they were like, Lyle was not one of them. And I was like, oh, crap, I forgot about that. So that was my bad. But Joe Panos is a guy who's worked with the Cowboys on several contracts and a guy that they are very familiar with. And he was out here at practice yesterday, and he is the representative not only for Tyler Guyton, which he was out here for that, but he is also the rep for one Tyler Smith. And Joe was out here yesterday, and he was standing right out there with Adam Pacifica, the cap guy, and was chumming it up. And, you know, Steven came over, talked to him for a little bit. And so it was worth noting. It always piques my interest whenever I see there's an agent out here and they're on the inside of the fence. If you are inside and you're in the football area, that usually feels more like business, whereas on the VIP area, that's your visitor. You're hanging out.
Why is he talking to Tyler's agent, but they don't communicate with Micah's agent?
Man, money's gonna dry up, man.
I think they're Joe Panos generally will visit his guys. Like a lot of agents, this is the time where they travel around, go visit their players and stuff like that. So they are familiar with him. I would guess even if he wasn't here, they would be interacting with him right now over the phone and different things like that on a deal. Because it got asked, Steven got asked about it during the press conference. I said, you know, Tyler Smith, when are you going to get a deal done with him, or when are you going to start negotiating with him? And Steven paused for a second. He goes, what makes you think we haven't started negotiating with him?
Right.
He's like, we don't talk about all our business. And so Tyler Smith,
we feel secure enough about Tyler Smith that we fine paying him right now.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. That to me is one of their strongest home run evaluations in terms of not only the skill set, but in terms of what the work ethic was going to be and what he could turn into. They hit that one really well. That was Klein Kubiak was the area scout for that, who's now their national scout. He had come on DallasCowboys.com with us afterwards and talked about it, and that was a big part of the projection. But yeah, I think this is, I think they are trying to see if there's a pathway to get something done here with Tyler Smith while they're out here. I would not be surprised if Tyler Smith gets a deal done before Micah.
Okay, which, whatever, fine.
And Deron Bland yesterday was like, yeah, I'd like to get paid as well. Tyler Smith, by the way, coming in case you forgot, number 2 on the NFL executive list at guard.
Guard! Does this not go counter to their philosophy of why would I pay early? Because I'm just,
if you give me a deal. Tyron Smith gave them a deal. Travis Frederick was the other one that Joe Panos had done. Travis Frederick gave them a deal, and both of those got done around the same time out here in California.
So they're like, we'll get rid of the cheap deal early if they're going to give me a deal.
Yeah, if you're going to give me the Tyron Smith deal, Tyron Smith locked in at under $10 million a year for basically a decade. And they're like, well, sure, we'll pay that now. We'll go ahead and do that now instead of letting anything change.
But what should Tyler's number be set at now after what happened with
25
million?
If I'm trying to get him paid and I'm arguing for him, I'm arguing he needs to be the top guard in the NFL.
Right.
And that should be 25 million or something like that.
And that's not going to be a deal.
No, that's not a deal.
I don't know that he's getting 25 million though, is what I'm saying. I'm saying if they're the fact that they're trying to
tells you that it's under.
It either means it's under or that number isn't necessarily going to represent to the Cowboys what it looks like. It's going to look more like something else on their books than $25 million flat a year.
Inside the Star on your home of America's team. The way to hit us up with any of your Cowboy questions or takes, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053, Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line, and Dak and Pickens finally connected on the deep ball. Went back and watched it over and over. Chiafalo got a nice video from the sidelines. Pickens beat Israel Mukwamu, and it looked like it was Malik Hooker also trying to help at safety. And Nick Harris said that Malik was having a really, really good day. But George Pickens finally gets the connection with Dak.
Yeah, and that was that was starting to become kind of the topic that was getting buzzed about a little bit out here at camp, of just like, okay, why haven't we seen this click yet? Why hasn't this occurred? And I mean, when they hit this pass yesterday, which anytime they hit a deep ball, you get the crowd clapping out here. But that felt yesterday, I was like, the crowd was aware they hadn't hit one during camp. And yeah, it was just kind of like a, oh, thank God they got it. And George Pickens is somebody who he and Dak had a little bit of trouble connecting during OTAs and minicamp, which is to be expected. The deep ball is a lot of times it can be the most difficult thing to connect on with a new receiver because you're not sure about their catch-up speed, what they're able to get to, everything else. But he was good yesterday, and George Pickens has been good. He was good out here yesterday, and he's been getting rave reviews while he's been there. But clicking that into place, I think, was big for them.
What do we think of the shoes? Red shoes.
I didn't see them.
Oh, they're red shoes on George Pickens. They don't match. It's not a match shoe. But look at that. Look at those baddies.
I think he's red, white, and blue.
What I was paying attention to was his sit-down with the G-Bag Nation, because we were all kind of like, we want Pickens, but judging by his off-season interviews, he may not give much at all. Well, he did yesterday.
Much better yesterday. And, I mean, not that he was bad before, quote-unquote. You felt like he was closed off a little bit. He needed some time to warm up. Yeah. And yesterday he did warm up with the G-Bag Nation. I don't know if it's just because they connected with him because he's so fit and in shape, if that's the thing that they like about him. But George Pickens yesterday really got into some of the like detail about how he plays the game of football. And it was really interesting. This is cut for Peyton. George Pickens on why he's able to make so many sensational acrobatic catches.
My whole life, I've been always kind of gifted, thanks to God. But, like, I kind of do work on it, too, just the minutia of receiver. And then I kind of, in the offseason, I work on little man's game. So stuff that Turk probably be able to do. That's what I'm – because I'm so big.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So when I get out here, I'm moving way more fluent. But definitely with the catching, yeah, I kind of been like that.
Nice descriptive answer, by the way, Turpin. Got how many touches out here? Holy mackerel.
As many as they said Tavon Austin was going to get a couple of years ago. Like, I mean, it was half the workload. But no, that's good stuff. And Brian started going like, yeah, but the way you track the ball, man, the way you track it, it's just beautiful. Told him it's the best I've ever seen, and I've watched all the greats, is what he told Pickens.
Better than Don Hudson?
That's what he said.
Wow.
Now, George Pickens, how is it that you're able to track the deep ball so well?
The key to it is looking up. A lot of people go here, look back, and try to see where the cue is.
Yeah.
The best thing is to look up, and then based off the trajectory, I play punt return, so if the ball is turning over like this,
it's
going to go farther. And then if it's a cue gets hit and it's wobbly, it's going to die out. You see what I mean?
So
you can really make – that's really why I make a lot of catches, because you can really make every catch if you know the ball trajectory.
Wow, this is good.
Yeah, it's good. And he talked about like the fact that that reference there, just the idea of being a punt returner and seeing the way the ball is moving and having to track those, he gets an idea of what might sail, what he needs to like kick into extra gear for. Well, the other thing that he does, he's the contested catch master. They talk about, man, it's not a 50-50 ball. It's like 70-30 when he's one-on-one.
Mm.
So George Pickens on catching balls in traffic.
Yeah, while the DB is on, you kind of want to have your body as – I say dead as possible. Like you see what I mean? So he never knows what you can actually stop. You can run a stop route. He'll never know what route's coming. But as far as the ball trajectory, he also won't know when you're catching it. Because he's like, are you see what I mean? And with me knowing the trajectory, I know where it's going to be at all the time.
So he's talking about essentially there, and he was, as he was describing it, basically, you remember Ichiro years ago faking like the up, oh, here I come, and yeah. then he was letting it drop in yeah. front of it, like kind of almost doing that, like yeah. just like don't even let them know the ball's there, right. just kind of be very relaxed mm-hmm. and then attack the football.
I love all those games that outfielders play.
Oh, no.
To trick you.
They do anything. You'll be running in on a bloop, and they just put their glove up as they're running full speed, trying to deceive in any way because of the depth perception.
George Pickens, when you survey the defense, take a look at the field and watch the DBs. What do you see pre-snap?
Especially pre-snap, they do a lot of, you know, defense like to play two, then right. switch to three, right. play yeah. three, then switch to two. So after you diagnose that and they throw you the ball, then, yeah, I'm feeling him. And I look at him to see if he's got his eyes up. A lot of good DBs have their eyes up. But most DBs, even some of the great ones, just don't. They like to play with the receiver the whole time.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
try to get a PBU when the whole time I'm just watching the ball.
And finally here, George Pickens on running routes that Dak Prescott likes.
Me too. A lot of more digs.
There you go.
That's what I feel like. And not just here, a lot of other teams, they don't. You know what I mean? They don't want to implement it because you got a running back, you got yeah. this. But the Cowboys run a lot of digs. They run a lot of – and it's all off Dak. It's what
right.
he likes.
Sure.
So definitely on the move, let alone the deep ball.
What's a dig?
A dig is that's the – like 15 up and then cut in. So you're running – and they do love those. They love the dig routes, and they love – in the past they've loved – and one of the things I hope they bring back, they killed with McCarthy last year. They didn't have it here, was the crossing routes. The deep crossers were stuff that Kellen used to love to run, and that's what Dak used to love to lean into.
Wasn't that what those double picks in Green Bay that one year was in the same
– Nope, those were
option routes.
No, those were option routes. The deep crossers are just – deep, you're trying
oh,
to
that, okay.
cut and spread everything.
You sure you don't want to ask Kurt Warner instead of Bobby what routes are and how to explain them?
That's right.
877-881-1053. Still one of the great all-time bits that was pulled off here by Jane Slater that we don't play often enough.
I think we played it enough.
Live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. It's going to be a loaded expressway. When we go commercial free at 720, Jake Ferguson, the new $50 million man, will sit down with us, followed by Ask Reddit. But man, Luka Doncic is just pouring more salt into the wound. And the kiss that has rocked the National Football League. We'll talk about it all after this.